Hello, and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking When Only You and God. What do you do when you're at a very low point? At a very low point in his life, Job still declared, Job 19:25. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. As for me, I know my Redeemer lives. Although everything was gone in his life, he knew that his Redeemer lives. He's like, I know my Redeemer lives. When it's only you and God, you still, whatever happens, everything can be taken from you, and you can still know that your Redeemer lives. Praise God. Habakkuk 3:17. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. And you can see here the comparison here of everything's not working, stuff's not working, or and it's quite heavy, like all the the fig trees no having no blossoms, the olive crop fails, and the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And he talks about this lightness, or like, he makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. There's nothing holding him back. There's nothing holding you back, even though one thing after another you might feel. But at the same time, the sovereign Lord is your strength. Even though everything doesn't happen easily, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3:18. What is your default? We can make that of praise. We can make that to rejoice in the God of our salvation. You can be like, as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. When you can't put your trust in the usual, you find only you and God is all that matters. As you can't find reliance on what you always counted on, you find only you and God was all you really ever needed. You have a Redeemer, your Redeemer. Know that. Redeemer is one who buys back. So you know, ultimately, God is in control. You have Redeemer, your Redeemer, know that. You have the God of your salvation. The God of your salvation, know him. Close to Jesus causes you to hunger for souls. Because you've known him as your Redeemer, you can lead others to know him as their Redeemer. Because you have known him as the God of your salvation, you can lead others to know him as the God of their salvation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Well, I don't know what it is in your life that you know that only you and God is what you want to bless your relationship with God, and I'd love to pray a prayer of blessing for that. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the God of our salvation, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are our Redeemer, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for your presence and your Holy Spirit, and that you draw us to yourself, Lord, to praise and worship you, Lord Jesus, and to find that in you, Lord, we are set free, in you we are delivered, in you we are redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. And I'd also love to pray for anyone that would like to know God as your Redeemer, to know him as your salvation. And if you'd like to, you can pray after me, simple prayer. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are God, Jesus. Thank you that you died for me. I'm sorry for mistakes I've made. I give my life to you. Thank you for your complete forgiveness. I am a follower of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you prayed a prayer today, congratulations. And I would encourage you to find people of like faith, to walk with a good life-giving church. And a Bible. And there's so much encouragement in the Word of God. Well, thank you for listening. God bless.